Hello and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
Thank you.
We are going to take a few minutes here to talk about a breakthrough with regard to a disorder in the human brain that makes it difficult, in the best case, impossible in the worst case, for hundreds of millions of people around the world to make sense of words that are written on paper.
Yeah. Dyslexia. The numbers vary when it comes to how many people suffer from this, up to 1 in 5. We're talking about the inability for the human brain, regardless of intelligence, to read.
Is not connected to intelligence. And going
not
back,
at all.
Going back to the discrepancies, some studies we've seen puts the number at 20%, 1 in 5 people. I'm going to reference here, for example, the European Dyslexia Association, and there they put the number at 3 to 4%. The truth is probably somewhere in between, and again, depends which severity you're talking about, but the fact is hundreds of millions of people around the world, and it changes your life. It makes certain aspects that a lot of people take for granted very, very, very challenging. And I think most of us know people who have dyslexia.
There is no treatment at this point for dyslexia. Nothing you can do to the brain to fix this.
Well, and part of the reason for that is that you need to know where exactly in the brain you have to be looking and treating, right? Like that's the issue.
Researchers here in Germany have possibly found that.
Yeah.
Science Unscripted.
Hi, my name is Christa Müller-Axt, and I'm a researcher working in the field of neuroscience. And together with my colleagues, I recently published a paper on developmental dyslexia in brain.
When I was in school, I had a friend named Dale, and Dale was a very smart kid, but he couldn't read. Mm-hmm. What is going on in Dale's brain?
That's a very good question, and the answer that we're actually seeking with our research. So developmental dyslexia is a very common learning disorder. Actually, it's the most common learning disorder, affecting millions of children and adults worldwide. And these individuals typically severely struggle to acquire proficient reading levels and actually often continue to face these challenges throughout their lives. In our study, we focused on a very specific part of the brain called the visual thalamus. And what is important in the context of our study is that it consists of two main subdivisions that handle different types of visual information. So one part, which is only about the size of a peppercorn, is, for example, about detecting visual motion, while the other part focuses, for example, on color processing. So it's kind of like having two specialized teams in the brain working together to create the full picture of what we see.
And the more we know about why this happens, the more we'll be able to help the people who are suffering from it. Are we already there yet that we can use the breakthrough that you guys have made to help people?
I do think that our results could have significant implications for developing new therapeutic approaches. And that is because in our research, we show that the changes that we see in the brain, in the visual thalamus, in individuals with dyslexia, are directly related to reading performance, specifically in males with the disorder. So this could open up venues for example, non-invasive neurostimulation techniques as a promising therapeutic method to actually modulate the activity of these brain structures, thereby alleviating some dyslexia symptoms. And as I said, especially, for example, in male individuals with the disorder.
And if you were to do this to my old friend Dale's brain, would he then magically be able to read, or would he need a number of these therapies over a long period of time before he can then develop the skills necessary for reading, or what?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So far in the context of dyslexia, it has been shown that word reading speed can actually be improved through neurostimulation. But as you correctly pointed out, it's a totally open question how long basically the modulatory effects of neurostimulation can last. So in prior research, it has been shown to improve reading and have symptoms relief that persist for up to a week. But of course, for these methods to be more impactful, we would aim for these effects to be more sustained, obviously.
What are the treatments right now? I know people as well who have dyslexia, and I'm aware of sort of behavioral therapy or tricks, tactics to get around it or to help you learn. Is it also being medicated right now?
It's entirely behavioral therapy up to this point.
So your work, the breakthrough or the real potential breakthrough is that this would lead to an actual medical intervention or a potential treatment or improvement for all the millions of people out there with dyslexia.
Exactly. So what we show here is, I think, showing a new target basically within the brain that is directly linked to reading difficulties in dyslexia, and targeting this area and modulate basically its activity might actually help these individuals in the future.
And for the people listening to this who possibly are suffering from dyslexia or know somebody who is, when could this be made available?
Yeah, that's a very good question. One that unfortunately I cannot answer or don't dare to give a guess, because I think, as I said, it's an emerging technique. It is increasingly being researched. But as I said, I mean, for a therapy to be fully effective, we would want these effects to be sustainable, right? And this is like a key piece of knowledge that is still lacking at this point. Like, how do we need to set up these protocols of the neurostimulation to actually achieve long-lasting effects that basically make a difference in these people's lives at some point?
Krista, before Gabe and I came in here today, we were going back and forth on who we knew personally who with dyslexia, and we named a couple different names and then realized all of them were men or boys when we knew them. What are the numbers? Does that reflect reality, or is it just our specific anecdotes? Are men more affected by dyslexia than women?
Yes, yeah. So the evidence so far suggests that there is a 3-to-1 prevalence, actually. So males being affected 3 times as often as females. And yeah, I think that's why this also is one of the interesting aspects of our results, that we find that these specific brain changes in the visual thalamus really are linked to reading difficulties only in males with developmental dyslexia. So this might suggest that maybe different substrates at the level of the brain may be responsible for different symptoms in females and males with dyslexia, which maybe could partly explain also the prevalence difference between the sexes.
And that was Dr. Krista Müller-Axt talking to us there. She's the chair of cognitive and clinical neuroscience at the TUD Dresden University of Technology. Again, that publication or their research can be found in the journal Brain.
I haven't thought about Dale in a long time. I just remember in my yearbook what he wrote in there. One of those years, he said, "May your summer be like toilet paper."
What?
Long and useful.
Like you said, smart. I mean, there's
what we never talked about during this entire interview is the social anxiety. I know for sure that Dale suffered because of the dyslexia. I know that for sure. It had an effect on him. And there have been studies on this about what it does to people. Not being able to read, it makes you so different than all the other kids. And there are so many people out there that could benefit in a huge way from any treatment.
But again, all of that aside, that's background. The great news here is we know this now. It may not necessarily be the whole puzzle figured out. It might be a part of it. She was talking about substructures that may affect the way that men compared to women, tend to process some of this visual information coming in. But at the very least, it's a very good start toward a potential therapy, and one that when we were talking to Krista, she didn't seem make it sound like it was all that complicated. Like, of course.
Very modest, humble, playing it down. typical German researcher.
Right? Yeah.
Guys, anything to say on dyslexia, give it to us, SCBW.com.
DW, made for minds.